all those activities, my health's going to suffer from it. I had the treatment at QC Kinetics.
They're all natural regenerative treatments to use the restorative biologics from Stephanie's body. As the healing properties went to work, Stephanie realized something one day.
I was like, wow, I don't feel any pain. I have no problem going up and down stairs. I have no problem going down mountains. Snowboarding felt good again.
If you see Stephanie, give her a thumbs up. That is, if you can catch her.
And now I can totally keep up with my friends in their 30s, and I'm 55.
Don't even think about giving up. There's lots of life left to live. Call now for a free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
Don't wait for your HVAC to break down. Keep it running strong with a maintenance plan from Estes Heating and Air. Their expert technicians make sure your system is running efficiently year-round, helping you avoid surprise repairs and high energy bills. With priority service and peace of mind, it's comfort you can count on. Call Estes Heating and Air today or visit estesheatingair.com to schedule your maintenance check today. Estes Heating and Air, your comfort is their priority.
Okay, I've got my textbooks, my orange tiger gear, my parking pass. Wait, this mattress from home? No go. I need real sleep before game day. At Engineered Sleep, they have covered tigers. Whether you're headed to the dorms, your first apartment, or that off-campus house with five roommates, we'll get you the perfect mattress to crush 8 a.m. classes and recover from late nights in Death Valley. Parents, don't send them back with that lumpy old mattress. Shop local and give your tiger their best semester yet. Stop by Engineered Sleep in Greenville or shop online at engineeredsleep.com. Back-to-school savings are going on now. Go Tigers!
Tool that doesn't miss a thing. You got it to come strong. If you come at all, you better come strong. Get out of my way.
The Pittsburgh Pirate fans are not happy. As we approach
because
once again, they dealt a player away for they believe nothing. And the Pirate fans have had enough. They've had enough of crazy.
I thought they were doing good this year.
No. They've had enough of Bob Nutting, the owner. They hate him, and with good reason. They hate the GM, Ben Cherington. They want to march on the stadium right now. They have had it. I wonder if John Haidt is out there right now marching. I wonder if he's got his, you know, torch and stuff. It's like when the natives come to hunt the Frankenstein monster.
Yeah, pitchfork.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's not
fire.
It's not good. I'm obviously, because of the Clemson press conference, etc. I'm a little lost on any recent undertakings in terms of the trade deadline, which we are rapidly approaching. We're 55 minutes away from the Major League Baseball trade deadline. You know, a lot of the contending teams have added key pieces. We knew there was going to be a mad dash for bullpen arms, and there has been. And teams have friggin' paid up. They have paid through the yin-yang, Ramona. They have paid up. They have, I mean, these teams like the Mets and the Phillies, man, they have paid up to go get their relievers. But I don't blame them. And the reason I don't blame them is because this World Series is winnable. For 7-8 teams out there right now, this World Series is wide friggin' open. I mean, wide open. And so these teams all sort of see that, and they're all sort of going for it, which is going to make the postseason a little more interesting. So, you know, honestly, again, they paid prices, but the World Series is winnable for this group. I haven't thought of exactly how many, but this group of 7 or 8 teams. I mean, it's, you know, if the Yankees have a healthy Judge, it's winnable for them. It's winnable for the Blue Jays. It's winnable for the Tigers. It's winnable for the Astros. It's winnable for maybe Seattle now. It's winnable for the Mets. Winnable for the Phillies. Winnable for the Brewers and the Cubs and the Dodgers and the Padres. How many teams is that? That's more like 10, isn't it? I mean, you have a World Series that is potentially wide open to any of about 10 different teams. And so, you know, this trade deadline is of the utmost importance. I mean, I thought my Mets were going to acquire another bat of some sort, but I don't believe that's happened as yet, although I'm not sure. As I said, we've sort of drifted a little because of Devin Sweeney's press conference, which we're going to get back into in a minute because I have a lot more ground to cover on that issue. And speaking of ground to cover, we still have to get to South Carolina and Virginia Tech. I want to talk about Athlon's offensive line rankings. I want to talk some NFL. Oh, and of course, we have a dear Orlando Ledbetter at 6:05 to talk about the Atlanta Falcons, which momentarily I actually forgot about completely. So, you know, we are we're pretty much booked, all right? So if you want to get in and talk to me, you know, now would probably be the time. So we're talking about Dabo Sweeney's press conference and the notes I took on the press conference. We just covered safety. Here's another element. This was just a random thing I jotted down. This had to do with safety. It also had to do with really any position. Dabo Sweeney said, quote, if it's 70-30, we need to make certain that the guy gets his 30. In other words, you know, he's talking about, let's just say it was safety, okay? Because this came right after the safety conversation. So let's say Dabo Sweeney's thought process was related to the safety position. You know, he's not telling you that he has five or six guys that are dead even, that they're all 50-50. No one's all – you can't have everybody all 50-50. But he said if it's 70-30, we need to make sure that the guy who's the 30 gets his opportunity. Make sure he gets his 30 is what he said. And he cited the reasons for that as competition and morale. And that makes perfect sense. In other words, so what he's telling you, and he said this with the running back room in different language too. What he's saying is if these guys are working and they're good players, you know, and they're in this top group, he's basically saying they're going to play. You know, and he said even if it's a 70-30, he said we have to make sure that the 30 gets his 30, which I thought was interesting. Not every coach views that the same way, but I understand that completely. It's good for team morale. It's good for competition. There's a lot of reasons for it, as Dabo Sweeney cited. So I thought that was really interesting, and it came right after the safety conversation. So keep that in mind. I think the running back room showed up here twice. It did. So let me just sort of combine those. There wasn't a ton on the running back room other than Dabo Sweeney said, quote, he hopes they all play. You know, in other words, he's got a stable of guys, you know, he feels pretty good about. He didn't single anybody out in this regard today. You know, some of these other positions, he singled guys out. He didn't single anyone out. He was asked specifically about Gideon Davidson, and he said that the area that he has grown the most is mentally, that it's the third time now that he's getting installation with what starts today. And he also, then he said what he needs from Gideon Davidson is he said he needs to be dialed in his ownership of the protections. That was fairly obvious to most people, I think, but I think it was notable that Dabo Sweeney said it. In other words, you know, one of the obvious questions with Gideon Davidson and with any, you know, freshman running back, we saw it with Etienne when he came here, is how is he going to stand up in pass pro? And that's the primary question Dabo Sweeney had. He seems like he thinks he has it all physically. If he came here basically ready physically, obviously you want to get a little stronger, etc. But he said he was basically ready-made in that regard. He's done all the work mentally, so he understands everything they want to do conceptually. He's been here. This is now going to be his third installation, so he understands that. He understands what it's like to practice and all this stuff. But the one element that he listed at the end, he said, you know, where he needs to basically show his stuff is he needs to be dialed in. This is, quote, dialed in his ownership of the protections. So that's, if anything holds Gideon Davidson back, it would probably be that at this point. And we'll find out. We'll find out. Maybe he is dialed in. You know, maybe he's going to be dialed in on that area. Vic Burley came up, and Deb Sweeney said, if I can read my own writing here, you know, I'm trying to scribble fast as it goes on, and my writing is like hieroglyphics in any case. He said, he talked about Vic Burley, and what I've written is, okay, there it is, this spring. And I think what he said is that, you know, they were looking for signs from Vic Burley of his readiness, of his ability to contribute. You know, Vic Burley came here with, I think, a lot of aspirations, and there was a lot of talk about Vic Burley early, and then you had the injury situation, and I think Deb Sweeney's answer was this spring they finally saw it. It was, okay, there it is. What they were looking for out of Vic Burley, they finally saw this spring, which makes it sound like, you know, you're going to get some Vic Burley play in that mix of guys at defensive tackle. And maybe this is one of those, you know, 70-30 or 80-20 deals. We'll see. He was asked about fall camp, and he talked about the need for good practice habits. He said game day is a reflection of how you practice. He talked about the need for team building in the fall, which is fairly obvious. He talked about installation, and he talked about the fall as an opportunity to evaluate your young guys. So in terms of what he was asked about the fall, that's a summary of the elements, he said. That was the weight thing. All right, now we're going to move to what I think is the other key area, and then that'll be a wrap on this. You want to get in on any of this conversation. I know there are a million texts I'll try and get to, but you want to get in the phone lines, 654-7627. He talked about actually there are two more areas to get to. Two more areas, so I lied. Let's do the offensive line first. He talked, now look, we have heard the talk before about offensive line depth, and we have 10 guys, we have 12 guys, and I think most people would say that didn't prove out to be the case. That was a little bit toned down today, to some degree. Deb Sweeney said we have 7 starters, is what he said. He said, obviously you wanna play your 5 best, but he said we have 7 starters. And two guys he singled out for their versatility were Elijah Thurman and Colin Sadler. And he talked about the fact that both of those guys have been cross-trained and can basically play anywhere. So their versatility and their flexibility is going to be a big reason why both of them are going to play. And obviously, you want to have 8, 9, 10 guys who can play up front. You want to be able to freshen that up at times. So those two guys he singled out. He also talked about how both of those guys have worked at center. And so, you know, this is the other question that comes up in addition to Linthicum. You know, what about other center candidates? And obviously you have Pendergrass, but Deb Sweeney pointed out that both Thurman and Sadler have worked at center, which I think is important. So you know who the 7 are. They're Tristan Lee and Harris Sewell and Linthicum and Walker Parks and Blake Miller and Elijah Thurman and Colin Sadler. They're your 7, all right? And Deb Sweeney sounds really happy about those 7, said, once again, basically, we have 7 starters. I'll buy that. I'm buying that. I'm buying the 7 starter thing. The next comment I thought was really interesting. If I could have written this in bigger letters, I probably would have. The 8th is Braden Jacobs. You know, he said that. I don't have the exact quote on that, but he said that. He said the 8th guy is freshman Braden Jacobs. You know, everyone's seen Braden Jacobs with his dad in that video, and everyone knows this dude's the size of a Manhattan building. You know, he's 6'8" and whatever he is, 330, whatever. He's a monstrous dude, and he's pretty athletic for that size. It makes sense that he would be in this mix, and it sounds like he will have a chance to play. And obviously, if there are any injuries, he will certainly have a chance to play. But it sounds like he's got eight right now. And that doesn't mean he stays eight. You know, that's what this whole camp is about. Maybe he moves up. But as of right now, Braden Jacobs, eight. I think eight's a pretty good spot to be in if you're Braden Jacobs. And, again, you have a lot of continuity in those top five guys, in Elijah Thurman. You have a guy who played significant snaps in important positions last year, and the same thing is true with Colin Sadler. So those two guys are proven, and they're proven to be versatile, and again, both can play center. So you have your seven, you have your eight, and now it's what's beyond that. Now it's, you know, now it's who steps up from the group of guys beyond those eight, and that remains to be seen. We'll see how all that plays out. But I thought it was important to note what Coach Sweeney said about his feel for the offensive line right now. It was clear he felt really good about this group. Now, again, does he feel really good about the group beyond eight if injuries occurred? I can't answer that at this point. But, you know, and there are some other guys, obviously, in that mix, you know, Pennington, et cetera. So we'll see. But that was my feel in what I heard today. And again, I think Pennington is going to be a factor. So it's a good group. It's an experienced group. And most obviously, they are very well coached. So a lot of positives, I thought, in the conversation surrounding the offensive line. If you want more positives, get to Yoder's. Established in 1986 by the Yoder family, this family-owned business is based in Fairplay, South Carolina, with a mission to be the most helpful building supply in the region. Yoder's offers a spacious showroom, knowledgeable and friendly staff, extensive selection of high-quality product lines. The company caters to professional contractors, ensuring access to top-tier materials for various building needs. Yoder's Building Services provides a wide range of building materials available both in stock and through special orders to address the diverse needs of construction projects. Their departments include building materials, lumber, roofing, siding, windows, doors, masonry, hardware, tools, and more, engineered wood and truss manufacturing plant, installed services, cabinet, stone, garage doors. Look, with extensive product knowledge and attention to detail, Yoder stands apart from all the competition, aiming to be a one-stop shop for all your building needs while delivering exceptional service and high-quality materials. Customers are encouraged to visit Yoder's showroom to explore options for their next building project. The staff is more than ready to assist with personalized service and expert advice. Simply, they're the best. 500 East Fairplay Boulevard, Fairplay, South Carolina, 864-972-3003. Tell them I sent you, whether you go, whether you call. Monday to Thursday, 7 to 5. Friday, 7 to 4:30. Saturday and Sunday closed. The website is goyoders.com. At Yoder's Building Supply, quality is more than a promise. It's a way of life. We're discussing Dabo Sweeney's press conference, and we fundamentally have one more area to get to, and it might be the most important area of all. That's linebacker. We'll talk some linebacker on the other side.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
The ultimate tribute to the Eagles is landing in Walhalla. Seven Bridges recreates the legendary sound of the Eagles with stunning accuracy. No backing tracks, no gimmicks, just pure rock and roll magic. From chart-topping hits to Joe Walsh deep cuts, it's a concert that thrills casual fans and diehards alike. Catch this powerhouse band live on stage August 22nd and 23rd at the Walhalla Performing Arts Center. Tickets available now at WalhallaPack.com. One incredible show, two unforgettable nights. Don't miss it.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at NewtonScottSC.com.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Get fired up with Walt Deptula on Road Rage, weekdays 3 to 7, for all things sports. Exclusively on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, we are back. So Merrill Kelly was traded to the Rangers. This is interesting. So, because there's been a lot of speculation that DeGrom could go back to the Mets, etc. I didn't really think any of that was going to happen. I thought I would love for it to happen, but I didn't think it was going to happen. But, you know, unless the Rangers have dealt somebody else, or unless DeGrom has been dealt, which I think would be all over SportsCenter right now, the Rangers have actually added a starting pitcher, which is really interesting. So the Rangers apparently are not ready to go quietly in tonight. And why should they be? They're still in contention too. I mean, what are they? 500, something like that? That puts you in contention. So apparently, again, unless they do something, unless this is a sign of some other impending move they're about to make, and maybe DeGrom is dealt. I don't know. What do we have? We have 33 minutes left in the trade deadline. We're going to get to some of that at some point. I just don't know when. You can get in 654-7627. Now would actually be a good time to get in if you want to get in and join the program. People have sent me a million texts on this. I'm trying to digest them all and get through them. That's why the phone lines are actually the most direct way and most immediate way to get in if you want to contribute to the conversation. I'm going to try and get to your text. You know, Ramona, we did do that one day where we had a segment devoted to the text line. I'm thinking that we may do that moving forward. You want to make sure that you include the texters, and we try and include you all day. We try and mix you in. So by all means, but if you want to get in the phone line, 654-7627. Again, Dear Orlando Ledbetter, from the AJC to talk about the Atlanta Falcons at 6:05 today. Texter 430 says, I'm shocked at how little we've seen or heard about Kristen Betancourt. I just thought he was NFL tight end coming into the program. He looks the part, getting off the bus, just need it to click. You know, I wonder about this myself. And what I wonder about is Clemson intentionally keeping Betancourt on the down low? And I'm thinking that maybe the answer to this is yes. Because, look, you have players on this team who have been openly talking about what a friggin' dude Betancourt is. How explosive and how powerful and how everything else he is. I have heard this repeatedly, all right? And I have heard it from players on this team. So either the staff doesn't see the same thing that all the players see, or something else is afoot. I'm thinking that if the players are seeing that on a daily basis, and look, we saw this in his high school film, that maybe Clemson is just sort of keeping him under wraps a little bit. We'll see. I mean, I don't know. It's a really good question. I don't have a really good answer to it. It's a wait and see kind of thing. But look, he's a big athletic dude and he has talent. And I said when I was evaluating that high school recruiting class that this guy has the potential to be the best tight end in Clemson history. Just like I said with Etienne, which Etienne turned out to be true. Betancourt hasn't really even been seen as yet. So we'll see. 720 says, I thought Betancourt was a tight end or something. He is. He is a tight end. Drippy Tiger asked me if I thought Vatek had a realistic shot at being South Carolina. I said, I don't think so, Drippy. He said, unfortunately, I agree. Out of curiosity, what do you see South Carolina's record this year? He said, I'm around 8-4, 9-3, but could change my mind depending on what the defense looks like. Yeah, I think the defenses could be better than people think. The schedule's really difficult, obviously. Preseason, I have them number 14 in the country. Just trying to extrapolate that out, that'd be like a 9-3 type of mark, I would guess. I think from an eye test standpoint, this may actually wind up being Beamer's best team. I think they may have more answers this year than they've had previously. And the program is heading in the right direction. So, you know, I think you have those elements. I think you're seeing a lot of positive elements in the way the team looks. And, again, they lost some defensive pieces. We're going to get to that as part of the South Carolina-Virginia Tech conversation that we're going to have here. You know, yesterday was all Clemson. Today's been all Clemson. I promised to get to South Carolina-Virginia Tech. I haven't done so as yet. I'm going to get to that in today's show. Yesterday, we were really all Clemson LSU basically for 4 hours, right? That was most of what we talked about, the vast majority. It was, you know your opponent day. We had Chris Blair, the LSU play-by-play voice on. If you missed that, a lot of good info in there. A lot of good info I think we gave out before Chris came on. So if you missed that sort of know your opponent and LSU deal, make sure you listen to that podcast later. All right, linebacker. Dabo Swinney, I thought, made it crystal clear that his biggest concern is depth at linebacker. I thought it was obvious in what he said. He said repeatedly, we need to find five or six guys by the time we come out of fall camp. And, you know, and basically he mentioned two. He mentioned Wade Woodhouse and Sammy Brown and said, we have to find a total of five or six guys. We have to be cemented in five or six guys by the time we come out of fall camp. He had earlier talked about Alexander. Maybe that's why he doesn't bring up Alexander. Maybe it's why he didn't bring up Alexander in this part of the conversation. He brought up Jamal Anderson. I believe that was in response to a question. What he said about Jamal Anderson was that Jamal Anderson was great in special teams for them a year ago, but that he's not going to play linebacker Clemson at 200 pounds. And he said he's basically up to snuff now as far as weight. He didn't. I don't remember him specifically saying what Alexander weighed in at. I had the feeling that we're talking, you know, 225 or something maybe, but I don't know. That'd be a major jump though in weight. But whatever we're talking about, you know, Dabo Swinney expressed the need for Alexander, or the need for, excuse me, Anderson, Jamal Anderson, to be a contributor. Did I just twist those back and forth? In any case, the need for Jamal Anderson, again, he's the guy who was at 200 last year special teams, and the need for Jamal Anderson to be a contributing factor at linebacker this year, and the fact that he believes he's more ready from a weight standpoint to be able to be productive. He was asked about Kobe McLeod. You know, McLeod had the setback. He's still not, it didn't sound like he's ready, fully ready at this point, but Dabo Swinney mentioned that Kobe McLeod was going to be one of the guys that they have to be able to count on in coming out of this camp. So I had the feeling in just listening to what was being said that the group of guys we're talking about, and, you know, look, we've heard really good things about D. Creighton as well. Dabo Swinney didn't specifically mention D. Creighton today, but we've heard good things about him. So, you know, you start with Wade Woodhouse and Sammy Brown, and then the other guys in this mix are Jamal Anderson, Jeremiah Alexander, Kobe McLeod, D. Creighton, and then Drew Woodhouse, the redshirt frosh, who Dabo Swinney said is at 227. That came as a little bit of a surprise to me. Now, I don't remember watching Drew Woodhouse film. I don't. I did the whole class analysis back, you know, 2 years ago when that was relevant, but I don't remember. I don't remember specifically what I said about him. A lot of players have come between, you know, then and now. A lot of film watching, but those are the names, and I don't know where they stand right now. I mean, we can talk about a depth chart all you want, but right now, the two guys that you clearly have are Wade Woodhouse and Sammy Brown. The rest of it sounds a little bit of uncertainty. You know, again, there was a lot of praise about Alexander earlier and his work ethic and his want to and that type of stuff. But where exactly does he fit? And then this group of Jamal Anderson, Kobe McLeod, D. Creighton, and Drew Woodhouse, that would comprise the rest of the group. Well, somehow you've got to find like three guys in that group that you think can play. And as of today, as of 7/31/2025, I didn't hear that coming from Dabo Swinney. I didn't hear like, well, you know, like some of these other positions, you felt in terms of Dabo Swinney's positivity level that, you know, there's some competition on the back end of some of these, but that he felt really good. Like, he felt really good about receiver. He felt really good about offensive line. He felt really good about the safety position. I did not have that feeling in the things he said about linebacker. I thought clearly in his tone, in the things he was saying, this, to him, is the biggest area of concern that this football team is facing. And part of that concern would be any injury to those two frontline players. And so, you know, and the thing is, you didn't get – Dabo Swinney is a very positive individual. you know, you got the positive about Woodes and Brown, as you should. But beyond that, you didn't hear any overwhelming positivity about anybody else in that mix. It was like, well, we have these guys, and at the end of this fall camp, three or four of this group of guys is going to have to be able to step up because we need depth at linebacker. We need guys that can play. And so I came away thinking that if you wanted to find a single biggest area of concern, and people have, you know, nationally talk about running back and or this or that, but the single biggest area of concern, I think, clearly based on what Dabo Swinney said today, is the linebacker level. And I think the second biggest area of concern is defensive end depth, to me. That's not something that Dabo Swinney addressed today. But and I think you would have got a different answer had it been asked and addressed. I think the answer would have been more positive. I'm just not there. I'm not there on that because I saw it last year. And I still think Clemson's one key injury away, as I said earlier, at defensive end from basically having the same type of problems he had a year ago. Unless Jaheim Lawson takes a major step forward this year, and maybe he does, but the linebacker level, clearly Dabo Swinney's biggest concern, I think in part because of the McLeod setback, in part because of Anderson's prior inability to gain weight. Alexander is new to the mix. The guy I didn't hear mention of was Creighton, which surprises me a little bit because we've heard some good things about Creighton. That could have just been an oversight. You're talking about a million different players. Dabo Swinney is during this press conference. And then the positive throw in there was the Drew Woodes throw-in. And it felt like Dabo Swinney was saying, look, he's basically the same size as Wade Woodes. So that's the good news in the mix. And, you know, he comes from those same bloodlines, so a lot of positives in that as well. But that was my read on the entirety of the press conference. A lot of areas where Dabo Swinney felt very confident. Among those areas, most notably wide receiver. I mean, other than quarterback, most notably wide receiver, offensive line. Excuse me. And I thought, maybe surprisingly so to some, I thought he sounded very confident about the safety position. Said we basically have five guys, any of whom could start right now. And so he felt very good about that. Linebacker, that was where the concern came in, with repeated references to we have got to find answers in fall camp, that we have got to come out of fall camp with five or six guys that can play. And it's clear that Clemson is not there right now. I mean, if you listen to this today, you would think that as of now, that answer is two. And you've got to move from two to five or six. Walt Eptula, Road Rage, quick break. You can get in, 654-7627. Dear Orlando Ledbetter at 605.
The countdown is on. 30 days until Clemson Tiger football. Brought to you by Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney.
Klubnik shotgun off the right hash. Brings a man in motion from right to left. Fakes it to Williams. Keeps it himself up the middle. He goes. Cross to the 40. He is into state territory of the 20. 15, 10. Touchdown. Cade Klubnik to the house from 55.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
60 years is a long time, especially when you're talking about how long a company has been in business. But that's exactly how long Joe Roberson and Son have been servicing and installing roofs right here in the upstate. 60 years. That means that many of the roofs you see every day, your neighbors, the roof at your favorite restaurant, or even the roofs you're driving past right now are likely a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Now you might be wondering why so many people here in the upstate have chosen Joe Roberson and Son for their roofing needs for six decades. And the answer is simple. They were founded on the principles of providing quality workmanship, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. When you work with them, you won't pay a single dime until the job's been completed to your satisfaction. So if you have any roofing needs, do what so many people in the upstate have done for the past 60 years. Make it a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Call 246-0886. That's 246-0886. Or visit robersonroofing.net.
Prepare for Clemson's first Tiger Town Throwdown. The Clemson Area Chamber of Commerce is hosting the ultimate indoor pickleball tournament fundraiser with action inside Clemson's private indoor tennis facility. 12 courts, bleachers, vendors, food trucks, and ice-cold air conditioning in August. It's August 1st through 3rd, with adaptive kids and singles on Friday, men's and women's doubles Saturday, and mixed doubles Sunday. Divisions for all ages and levels from 3.0 to 4.5. Visit clemsonchamber.org for more information.
All right, are you tired of your dusty, cracked, and stained garage floor? Do what all your neighbors are doing and have it coated. But please, do yourself a favor and don't hire just anybody who says that they do floor coatings. You'll regret it. I'm Jake Wilson, owner of Iron Drive Floor Coatings, and we've been the premier concrete coating company in the upstate since 2011. We take pride in doing things the right way, with quality employees, equipment, and materials. You get the very best with Iron Drive. Visit our website today for a free quote at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
Discover the transformation your home deserves with East Main Furniture. Our selection ranges from cozy living room sets, sleek dining room tables, bedroom sets, all designed to make your space uniquely yours. And don't forget about our large inventory of Lazy Boy recliners at great prices. Quality, style, and affordability are our promises to you. So why wait? We have the new room you need. Visit us online at eastmainfurnitureeasily.com and start your home makeover today. Visit us at 829 East Main Street, Easley. East Main Furniture, where style meets savings.
Get ahead of HVAC headaches by scheduling your home's regular heating and cooling system tune-ups with the experts at Headley Air of the Upstate, your local Lennox dealer. Your air is worth the care. Regular preventive maintenance from Headley Air of the Upstate will ensure your home's HVAC system is running efficiently. Catch any minor problems before they become major and ensure your home's air is the best quality for you and your family. Visit heavenlyaire.com to schedule your home's next heating and cooling system tune-up. Dealer license number RHB587.
The first day of school will be here before you know it. Get a head start on your back-to-school shopping with savings from Founders Federal Credit Union. Now through August 31st, get extra savings on select back-to-school purchases with 6.99% APR when you use your Founders credit card. Visit foundersfcu.com/cc to find more information and start saving today. Membership qualification required. Promotional rate ends March 1st, 2026. Effective APR of 13.25% to 17.90% will apply. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Upstate leader in sports by day. Worldwide leader in sports by night. We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Walt Deptula Road Rage, we are back. Let me get to some of these texts. Text said, when McLeod played, the defense kind of played a little better. People never noticed that. Yeah, no, there's no question. I think McLeod, when he had a chance, I think he played well. But the dilemma is he's been set back, and I think that's the problem. And I think Dabo Swinney made that clear in what he said about Kobe McLeod and, you know, and basically where he's got to get back to be one of the guys in that group of five or six that Clemson needs. But look, the reality is I think you can see it, you can think it when you think about it. If Clemson were to lose one of those front two linebackers right now, you would have a problem because the readiness isn't where it needs to be. Now, look, again, that's what you hope fall camp is for. You hope that from that group of guys that, again, you're going to need three or four of those guys to emerge. And that's the only position that Dabo Swinney said anything like that. Anything like that. Texas said, how would you rank the importance of defensive units in college football today? You mean in terms of what? You mean in terms of, oh, just in general, or you mean like positionally? I guess maybe you mean in general. I think we went through a 20-year period where offense was dictating to defense constantly, and defense just couldn't catch up. It didn't matter who you were. You just couldn't catch up. We were seeing these insane offensive explosions by teams all over America. We're seeing on a yearly basis, we're seeing quarterbacks set new efficiency marks, new historical all-time efficiency marks. Every year, that record was broken like five or six straight years, maybe more than that. And so it was sort of out of control. The whole thing was slant, just like college football is all slanted toward the players right now. The game of college football was all slanted towards offense. But I think in recent years that has changed, and I think we're seeing that blowback and pushback now. It's sort of the advent of the two-high safety look, which slowed down a lot of these offenses, forced them to take the long route, and that brought the running back into the game. That brought bigger-bodied linebackers back in the game, or maybe that evolution is starting to happen now. You still need guys who can play in space and make one-on-one tackles because, look, offense's goal is still to get their playmakers in one-on-one matchups in space. But, you know, I think people don't realize defense's goal is also to create one-on-one matchups. You know, what any great defensive coordinator is going to tell you is they want to create the best one-on-one matchups possible. And what they want to do is they want to find your weakness, and then they want to exploit it over and over and over again. They want to get their best guy on your worst guy. That's the goal of the defense. So I think in the last few years, we've seen, you know, listen, for a million years, football was, you know, offense is great, but defense wins championships. But then we went through this long period of time where the opposite was true. Offense was winning championships, and anyone who didn't think so was wrong. I mean, that was the reality. LSU won a national championship because of their offense. Alabama the following year won a national championship because of their offense. I mean, those two defenses, those 2 years, they became the modern anomalies, because LSU in 19 and Alabama in 20 both had defenses that finished ranked in the 30s. Well, prior to those 2 years, it was impossible for anybody to win a national championship with a defense ranked in the 30s. The whole history is that your offense had to be top 25 or top 20, and your defense had to be as well. But LSU changed that in 2019. Now, again, anyone who watched that season knows that the LSU defense sucked out loud at the beginning and got better through the course of the year. And by the time the playoff, by the time we got to the end of the season, I should say, it was a different football team defensively. Still, that only brought their defensive numbers up into the mid-30s. And Alabama the next year was the same exact way, the fighting Mac Joneses. Mac Jones also set an all-time passer efficiency mark. And the Alabama offense, similarly to LSU, was number one in the country, and their defense was in the mid-30s. Actually, I think their defense was even lower than LSU's. But those were the exceptions. Now it seems that we've moved back the other way. It seems that, you know, look, Ohio State had both. But, you know, we saw Michigan win a national championship largely on the backs of their defense and their running game. And so defense has had, I think, a heightened importance. And I think that's true at the pro level as well. It's sort of that shift. You've always needed both. But there was a time period, you know, and maybe it reached its height in 2019 and 2020, that offenses were just that dominant. Now we've had some pushback. Now we've had some blowback to that, and that's changed a little bit. So we'll see. Texter said, do you plan to watch the NFL Hall of Fame game tonight? You know, let me put it this way. I don't plan to, no. Will I end up watching it? Maybe. I don't generally watch the NFL Hall of Fame game. I don't need to watch a bunch of guys who are going to be selling insurance after the season, you know, after this game is over. I don't really care. But we will get to see maybe at least a glimpse from one of DJ Uiagalelei at quarterback tonight. You're not going to see Justin Herbert, just so you know. So we'll see. Dexter said, if Alabama didn't have Georgia's number, do you think Georgia would have three-peated against Michigan? No. No, I actually think Michigan was the best team in the country. They weren't pretty. They you know, they did it the Harbaugh way, but I think they were the best team in the country. First of all, they had great defensive tackles. They had great defense. I mean, they had dudes, legitimate dudes, all over that defense. And then, you know, you had two really good running backs. You had a good wide receiver. You had a good quarterback who I think is probably going to wind up being a pretty good pro. We haven't seen JJ as yet due to the injury, but he's in a really ideal situation in Minnesota with a brilliant offensive coach, brilliant head coach, with an offensive mind, and a great wide receiver. So I think so. I think so. 720 said 2020 to Michigan really had a woof for offense. Yeah, I mean, again, they were a good football team. I don't want to admit they were a good football team. I mean, and look, you have the whole cheating scandal thing and everything else, you know, so I mean, that's all part of that conversation, obviously, but I think they were a good football team, and I think they had a lot of quality players, and look, they all went to the NFL. I mean, basically that Michigan team completely funded the National Football League. So I think that proved their worth, and that seemed to be sort of a further indication of the tipping point as the thing was heading the other way. And then we saw more of that with the Eagles. People can tell me about Jalen Hurts all they want, but that Eagle team won the Super Bowl last year because of the line of scrimmage. And I knew that's why they destroyed Kansas City, because of the line of scrimmage. And that's what we saw. That line of scrimmage absolutely on both sides just whooped Kansas City's A. And obviously having Barkley with his, you know, 2,000-yard rushing season, which was the Eagles' biggest addition. But, you know, I think that again pointed to this sort of flip in the other direction that we've seen. So, Tech said, true, Michigan did own the draft that year. They did. I mean, 100%. Is that our friend Bama Paul? How about that? Bama Paul dropping in. Bama Paul, welcome back, Bama Paul.
Roll Tide, Walt, get to him.
Roll Tide, Paul.
Walt, you don't know what I'm doing right now, but I got my daddy in the car with me. He's 90 years old, Walt.
How about that?
He gets
that
around better than me and you, and he don't take any medicine, but maybe one prescription.
Wow.
He's a medical marvel.
How about
Say
that?
Hello, Dad.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello yourself, sir.
Yeah, he's a good man. I'll pitch it right now. We're on our way to the Cherrydale Theater. I don't know if I can say that out loud because you're not sponsored by them, but we're going to the movie called Ain't Nothing But a Winner, the Alabama movie tonight, Walt. Did you know about that?
The Alabama movie.
It's coming out tonight. It's just one night only all across America. And God bless America for playing this movie. And it's called Ain't Nothing But a Winner. Now, I know it ain't just about football. It's about the position Coach Bryant took and Coach Saban took against injustice and racism and segregation. Dadgum, Bear Bryant led a black player into school, and George Wallace said no, and they shot him. They shot George Wallace for it. Right there in the state of Alabama. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, I honestly did not know this, so I'm going to have to investigate this. You've just told me something. I really hear things, Paul, I don't know, but I did not know this. I'm going to have to investigate this.
Well, my daddy told me when I was calling, he said, you reckon Walt's going to be at that movie? I said, I don't know, Daddy. I'll call him and find out right now.
How are the girls?
Well, they're doing all right, Walt. School's about to start back up, you know.
Yeah.
Walt, I got in trouble down in Alabama, me and my nephew. That's why I haven't been here. We went down there back when Coach Saban, you know, ended his career at Alabama. Well, he's still around, but he resigned. And I went down there to put some oatmeal Debbie cake boxes at the foot of his statue. And I just got me a sleeping bag and slept there for 2 or 3 days. They told me to leave. And I said, it's my right as a citizen. You can't make me. And I'm going to tell you what happened after that, but it wasn't good, Walt.
So it turns out they could make you.
I felt like Coach. I needed to give him some Debbie cakes to honor the great man that he was.
Yeah.
He still is.
Yeah.
And I love Coach DeBoer, and I'm excited about the season for us getting ready to start soon, too. But Anyway, you think we got a chance to get Florida State, Walt?
Well, I mean, you're like a 2-touchdown favorite, so I think you would have a chance against that team. Yeah, I'm a little worried about your overall team, though, Paul.
Well, don't hurt me now.
I'm a little worried, Paul. You know, I was a little worried last year. I didn't think you'd make the playoffs. I thought Nick Saban knew that team had no chance to make the playoffs, which is why I really think he'd be tired. I don't think it was really the NIL. I think he's a guy who's used to winning national titles, and I don't think he liked Jalen Milroe, and I think he thought that there was no way that team was winning the national title, and he was right. Well, I know there are some people who have you 1, 2, or 3 in the nation this year, Paul. I'm not among them. Because I don't think you have any chance on God's green earth of winning a national title this year either. So I don't like that schedule. I'm glad the girls aren't here to hear this, Paul. But
me too. You know, I hate it when you're right. Sometimes you're right, and I can't stand it. And sometimes you're right, like you're worried about deer. I know I bring it up every time I call you, but when you told me that about it, I still get excited. I get excited when you think about when you told me about Derrick Henry in high school.
That's true.
There, you saw him.
That's true.
And you told me he was a man among boys.
Oh.
And God Almighty, you were right, Walt.
Yeah, he sure was. You know, the funniest part about all that, Paul, was originally he was committed to Georgia, and all the Georgia fans, when he was committed to Georgia, were telling me he was Herschel Walker, right? And then he changed his commitment to Alabama, and all those Georgia fans then switched their mind, changed their mind, and told me he's nothing but a linebacker. He's never going to play running back. I watched the U.S. Army All-American game, and I came on the next day, and I said, anyone who thinks that dude's playing linebacker is crazy. He is a friggin' 260-pound running back. He is a freight train.
And
no one, no, you know what, Paul? No one has stopped that dude since. You know, I mean, even now, you know, he just
they haven't, and he's one of those guys that he's paid the course and takes care of his body, and he's a good person. I believe. I don't know him at all, Walt, but I sure have cheered for him, and I hope he does good. You know, I hope he does, but Walt. I tell you right now, I may call you tomorrow and give you a review of this movie. It's called Nothing But a Winner.
Right.
That's what Coach Bryant used to say, Walt.
Yeah.
Back in the day, I ain't nothing but a winner.
Absolutely. Call me back tomorrow and give me the review.
Tell Ramona I said hi. I know you may not be a hugger, but if you are, give her a hug for me. I love Ramona. Bye, Walt.
Thank you, Paul. So we spoke to Paul's dad today, Ramona. How about that? 90 years old, no prescriptions. All right, quick break. On the other side, D. Orlando Ledbetter of the AJC on the Falcons.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
This season, knock it out of the park with Underdog. Underdog is one of the leading sports apps, and you can play now in South Carolina. Their app has over 100,000 five-star reviews and millions of players. Download the app and pick whether a player will go higher or lower on one of their stats. Choose categories like strikeouts, home runs, and so much more. If you get your picks correct, you could win up to 1,000 times your money. So you could turn a dollar into $1,000 with your baseball knowledge. Download the Underdog app. Sign up now with promo code Road Rage to unlock a special offer of up to $1,000 in bonus funds when you make your first deposit. That's promo code Road Rage.